You're not alone.
Hello there, and welcome to another episode of Salt Mines X-Wing, an X-Wing podcast dedicated to the backbone of the X-Wing community. That's right, those of us that are trying to get better and enjoying where we're at in the middle of the pack. And in today's episode, I just want to start off with a little apology. I know I have been off on my release schedule, and for those that do actually listen to this podcast, I apologize for that. I am working on creating a more consistent release schedule. In this episode, I want to focus on a topic that came to me playing in another unrelated event. And it's something that I hadn't thought about in X-Wing as a whole, but basically it's the idea that you're playing the game simply because you enjoy the game and you enjoy the level that you're at, and you're not really interested in doing the competitive X-Wing scene. And I'll tell you what got me on this, and I'm sure you could read into it as much as you'd like, but really what opened my eyes to this topic was I recently played in a Squadrons tournament. Now, in Squadrons, I am not a great player. I can take on the computer and I can have fun with it, and generally against the computer I can win. And against other players, I'm like 50-50. And I really enjoy the game. It is a fun release to me. But what opened my eyes to this, and I think it's something that podcasts in general kind of miss in the X-Wing community, is I signed up for a tournament. And I got together with five of my buddies, and we played. And I'll tell you what, we got absolutely stumped. I mean, don't get me wrong. We had fun, and we learned some tactics that we didn't know beforehand. But it just, something about it sat wrong with me. And I really couldn't figure out what it was. So after the tournament was over, I shut down my system, and I did something that I don't normally do, which is I just kind of avoided the environment, the area for a while. And I slept on it. When I woke up in the morning, what I realized was I really enjoy Squadrons as it is. Like, it's a fun game that I enjoy. Yes, I could put the time and effort and get better and be more competitive, but that's not why I played the game. I played it because it's a fun excuse me. It's a fun way for me to relax and kind of forget about the troubles. And, you know, I'm okay, but I'm not great. And I think podcasters and kind of myself as a whole, we forget that that exists in the X-Wing community. We get so tied up in, you know, how do you be better? What's meta? How do you compete? And we totally forget that there's this whole other side to X-Wing where it's people playing and enjoying where they're at right now, enjoying putting lists together, enjoying showing up with their friends and playing occasionally and not worrying about what meta is. They found something that works for them, and they just want to play that in an environment that doesn't involve the stress and the planning and the preparation that goes into tournaments. And it really got me thinking, you know, playing Squadrons, that, and yes, I got my butt kicked. Yes, I don't like losing. That's not exactly fun for me. I'm sure it's not fun for a lot of people. And, you know, I might, if If my squad asks for my assistance in other tournaments, I will probably join them, but that's not why I play the game. And I think we're missing that in X-Wing. And, so how the question then comes, how do we reach, how do I speak to the people that are happy at X-Wing where it's at? Happy with the casual events? Well, forgetting all the current stuff that's going on now with the pandemic, where how do we reach and create content for the people who are enjoying X-Wing as it is? The casual events, the people that show up on, League Night or whatever local event you have. So here where I am, we would have League Night on Thursday, and then Monday night would just be kind of casual practice, kind of do whatever hangout night. And we had a group of people that would show up to that on a regular basis, and they didn't care about the rest of the stuff. They didn't always enjoy playing against the super competitive people who would just, always bring the medalists who were practicing for us, but they wouldn't not play them because they just wanted to play the game. And I think we're really missing that in X-Wing. So if you're listening, right, what kind of content do you want to see? This is a new podcast. It has very few actual dedicated listeners. I'm hoping to reach a little bit more, having expanded just a little bit. But what do you want to see, right? Because this podcast is supposed to be dedicated to the average person. The people that keep X-Wing alive, because I don't believe for a second that it's just the competitive players that are contributing or the primary contributing factor to the success of X-Wing. I just don't buy it. The game, it's, I don't want to say it's too big, but it's bigger than the competitive scene. So, how do I create content for you? Right? Do you want to see more, list building advice? Do you want to see more faction breakdown? Do you, like how? Sorry, I'm drawing a blank here. How best can I create content for you? So, I want you to think of that, and then I want you to shoot me an email. saltminesxwing@gmail.com. Again, that's saltminesxwing@gmail.com, and let me know what type of content you want to see and how I can best support you in your game. Let me know, are you a competitive player and that's what you love about the game, or are you more just a casual player who just enjoys playing because it's a fun game and the spaceships look really cool and it's a fun dynamic and it challenges you. Let me know. All right, and from here, I want to shift gears and I want to talk about something that I think is going to help me in the long run with X-Wing and something that maybe you should consider doing. So during the last competitive season through basically through the pandemic with all of the online stuff, I participated in a lot of Gold Squadron events and a lot of other online events. And my primary faction as I was doing this was the First Order. And so Anytime I would try a new archetype or put a new list together, I would always start with the first order. And I didn't really think of it as the time is helping, but now I've signed up for another league that I'm faction locked in hyperspace. And I chose the Resistance, and that's kind of it's an interesting choice. If you look at the current hyperspace and what's available for Resistance, it's essentially the named T-70s, the named RZ-2s, the generic, or and I'm sorry, named T-70s, named RZ-2s, and named transport pods, and then the generic transport and the generic fireball, and that's what you have the list build with. And it's going to be particularly challenging, and I'm going into a 6-week league where I'm trying to be competitive because I actually enjoy the competitive aspect of X-Wing, but I'm very limited in the different types of list archetypes that I can do. And I think this is important if you want to stretch your game, stretch your list building game, is set constraints on yourself as you're doing this. Right? So faction lock yourself or archetype lock yourself into, like, if you really enjoy playing aces, play aces. But do it in each different faction and see what those particular aces bring to the table. Learn how that is. If you like Alpha Strike lists, build an Alpha Strike list in every single faction. Or, conversely, lock yourself into a faction and force yourself to see what that faction brings to the table. Right? Because every faction has it's a little nuanced on what it does. And I think that implementing these self-imposed restrictions, or if you're in a league, so like you heard me talk about it in a past podcast, this is a Phoenix Squadron league, which the devs over there, or I'm sorry, not the devs, but the organizers for the Phoenix Squadron League, set their leagues up in such a way that you have a competitive aspect to it. And you have a fun aspect to it. And if you enjoy X-Wing in any part, I highly suggest you reach out to these guys and really see what they're doing, because it's just fun. Like it's exciting to go on and have, yes, you have the competitive side of it, but if you don't care about the competitive side, there's another side to it that is equally as fun. Anyway, I digress. Getting back on topic, I think if you really want to improve the list building aspect of the game and just focusing on the list building, then put restrictions on yourself. Limit your list building options. And I think that'll help you further understand what each piece brings to the table and how it functions with all the other pieces. Now, let's say you want to improve your flying. How do you improve your flying? Well, there's a couple different ways that you can do that. One game that other podcasters have talked about in the past is you put out the mat, you set your base down, and then you grab another base of the same size and you put that where you think the maneuver that you want to do would end up. So, like for instance, let's say you're looking at a small base and you want to do a three hard, you put another small base down where you think that three hard would be. And then you take that template, you put it down, and you see how close you actually were. And that's going to help you. Now, and here's the other thing that I think we're missing is online X-Wing is completely different than in-person X-Wing. And yes, it's the same game, it's the same mechanics, but there's just something different about it. And until we get back into real world X-Wing, if you want to keep in the game, then it's important to do that. Now here is the last thing that I want to talk about on this particular episode, and that's burnout. So with burnout, I think is something that's very real that we don't always address in the community, and I really think you'll see it more on the competitive side of the game than you will on the other. But basically what happens is you get a person that puts so much time and so much effort into the game, and they just don't see the return from it. Or even if they do see the return from it, you'll just start to kind of not look at it in the same way. And I really think that where X-Wing's at, we really need to do what we can personally, you know, individually, to reduce burnout. But on top of that, we need to be able to support each other when burnout starts to happen and take the break from the game and do something else for a while. Right? Sometimes burnout is going to lead to people just leaving the game. They're just going to get tired of it and be done. Sometimes burnout is going to be that kind of refresh, refocus on what the game is, and maybe bring a new aspect to light that you weren't expecting. But I think, however it ends, you need to be careful, because just, and I'm sorry, I'm trying to focus my words here. I think burnout anywhere in life is dangerous. And we should really do what we can as a community to recognize it, not only in ourselves, but in other players, and take the appropriate steps to reduce that. All right. So, for those that don't know, I've recently got the podcast up on Apple Podcasts. I'm working on getting it on Google, just to kind of reach out there. So, please let me know what kind of content you'd like to see in the future. Again, the best way to contact me is through email, which is saltminesxwing@gmail.com. Or leave a review of the podcast and let other people know what you think. So again, thank you very much for your time. This is Sailor Joe, signing off.
Let the past die. Kill it if you have to. You're not alone.